From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. 4 hospitals come under attack. The United Nations says nearly 50 people were killed in missile attacks on medical facilities in northern Syria Monday. A 30-bed hospital run by Doctors Without Borders was destroyed. Here's an agency official.
So the hospital was bombed this morning 3 to 4 times, almost completely destroyed. 7 people were dead.
3 other medical facilities were damaged by what rebels say were targeted airstrikes by the Assad regime. The UN envoy to Syria is making an unannounced visit to Damascus. He's there for talks on implementing a ceasefire set to start later this week. Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu said Monday his country will not let Syrian Kurdish fighters, the PYG, take the town of Azaz, located in Syria near the Turkish border. Dorian Jones has more.
The Turkish military confirmed Monday its forces shelled Syrian Kurdish positions of the PYG for a 3rd consecutive day. During a visit to Ukraine, Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu warned the PYG it will face what he called the fiercest response if it makes further territorial gains. Ankara accuses the group of being a terrorist organization linked to the Kurdish rebel group, the PKK. With the Syrian Kurdish leadership dismissing Ankara's warnings, Turkey's political leaders have not ruled out a military intervention. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
Ugandan police briefly detained opposition presidential candidate Kizza Besigye Monday as he campaigned in Kampala. Witnesses said police fired tear gas during a campaign event and took the candidate into custody. He was later freed. A police official accused Besigye of violating campaign rules. This is VOA News.